7:35 here on your Wednesday morning, and that means it's also a Wet Nose Wednesday brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pier as we check in with Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And how are things going for you this morning?
You know, pretty good. The shelter is seeing its usual ups and downs, as it always does. We had a successful 6 dog adoptions last week, which was very exciting to finally have a little bit of relief.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And then we took in 5 more dogs.
Oh, boy.
Pretty much the very next day. They were in an abandoned situation. They hadn't seen food or people in 2 weeks. So we were happy to take them in and get them some love and some baths and some nourishment. And we've got 4 more at the pound this week. So you just never know when we're going to catch a break.
That is right. But it's great about the adoptions. And, you know, that opened up the space for these animals that it sounds like they really, really needed some love and attention. And they got it.
They sure did. But I tell you what, they are just the absolute sweetest things. After having been failed by, you know, by people, they are just so sweet and so gentle. They're all right about a perfect 30 pounds, and, oh, they're just gorgeous. So definitely come on out to open hours on Saturday to see those new dogs up at the shelter. And also Ferris, he's our feature cat of the week. He's a 3-year-old male, orange and white mitten kitten. He's very friendly, very outgoing. He's one of the ones running around to greet all the people and get all the pets in the cat rooms there.
And yeah, and that's, I have to say, when it comes to cats, I love all animals. But there's something about those orange cats that gets me every single time I see one.
Yes, yeah, and he's just so cute. His underbelly's white, his shoulders and front legs are white, and then he's got orange that comes up his back and goes over one eye. So he's got one orange surrounded eye and one white eye. And then, of course, those mitten kittens are just always so unique and interesting.
Yes, he sounds like a handsome guy. And there are just so many wonderful animals you have there. And they're just looking for a chance to have their forever home. And the open hours, that's a great time to see all of them.
Yes, Saturdays from 11 to 1. Come on out to the shelter. We have volunteers and board members there ready to answer any questions you may have, help you meet and get to know anybody, find out more about adopting, volunteering, donating. Otherwise, if you can't make it out there during open hours, send us an email, send us a message on our Facebook page, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Absolutely. And the donating part is really important because it takes a lot to make sure all the animals are taken care of. And I know the community does a great job, but it's always good to take a look and see what is, you know, really needed at the shelter to make sure the animals are going to be okay.
Our community is wonderful for supporting us and looking and responding to our needs. Some of the simple things that we're always in need of is cleaning supplies. So when you're at Walmart doing your weekly or monthly grocery run, grabbing, you know, your dish soap, laundry soap, paper towels, pick up a couple of those things for us. We have a drop box in our front entryway that's always open there. Those things really make a world of difference in our day-to-day operations.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we get Ferris adopted and those wonderful dogs, you know, they find some really good humans to restore that faith. So they're in a good spot to start that.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Thank you.
All right. You have a good week. We'll check in next week, Jen.
All right. Bye-bye.
There is our Wet Nose Wednesday update with Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. And you can find out more about them online, peerpaws.com, and check out their Facebook page and stop up during the open hours. Those animals would love to see you, and especially if you fall in love with one and you get the adoption process underway, that would be fantastic. So your Wet Nose Wednesday update this morning brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pier.